gospel. Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify you, he will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. This morning, I am sure many of my peers, my fellow preachers, thought that the heaviest lifting they would have to do in their sermons would be straining to adequately describe or accurately define the Holy Trinity. This week, as they prepared, I'm sure many of my peers would have much rather focused this morning their 10 to 20 minutes on striving to unravel one of the great mysteries of our faith. I know I certainly did. But this morning there is other work to do. This morning there is a heaviness to the air, and that isn't just the humidity. Just a few days ago we heard of the expansion of war in the Middle East. Just a few days ago we heard about another airplane falling out of the sky. And yesterday morning we woke up to the terrifying news of an armed man disguised as an officer of the law, wreaking what seems to be politically motivated havoc on the lives of our local leaders. And as the day unfolded, we knew that two people were gone, that two people were in the hospital fighting for their lives, and that many more were hiding and afraid. Including, I might add, two friends of mine from high school and one woman that I used to babysit, who are members of the legislature. More and more these days, it seems that everywhere you look, there is pain and suffering. Everywhere you look, the distance between neighbors, friends, and family seem to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Yesterday, a great number of people gathered in our nation's capital to honor the anniversary of our armed forces and for some to celebrate the current administration. Yesterday, a great number of people all over the country took to the streets to voice their disagreement and disapproval of their leaders on the national stage. And nearly everyone in this country today feels like everyone else is opposed to them personally. What is happening? What are we doing? Since when did a disagreement about policy mark one or either side as evil? Since when did we decide that a difference of opinion could and should cost someone their lives? It's Father's Day today, a day when we should be honoring the very special relationship we have with the father figures in our lives, those special men who helped to shape who we are, those special men who helped to shape our world. I would love to be up here telling stories about the father figures in my life. My grandfathers, both veterans of World War II who came back to the States, one from Germany and one from Japan, to live lives of service, one as a social worker and one as a pastor. My father-in-law, also a veteran, who built his career in public service, working on the right and the left sides of the aisle to make a better life for Minnesotans. And my dad, a big guy with a big voice, who showed me that to be a man didn't just mean having power, but that also meant using that power for good, or putting it aside for the sake of the other. This is Father's Day, and yet today there are two kids in the North Metro who do not have a father to celebrate. It is Holy Trinity Sunday, a day when we should be honoring the incredible mystery of the one God who is also three, the three persons who are also one God, the very model of perfect relationship, individuated yet collective, so close they are all one. Make us one as you are one. We've said those words over and over these last weeks as we gave thanks for our baptism, that glorious welcoming into God's church, the loving body of Christ for the world, the community of Christ's love poured out through the Holy Spirit, a day when for many of us, our fathers held us full of pride, full of love, and full of joy at our very existence. And our Heavenly Father rejoiced too. Make us one as you are one. We've said these words every Sunday of this Easter season, the time of year where we proclaim God's destruction of the finality of death and the promise of eternal life granted to all of God's beloved children through the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Earlier this week, I was walking around the building with my son, Bror. We were turning off lights, making sure doors were locked, just as I did many times following my dad around his church. And as we walked downstairs to make sure the air conditioning was turned off, we walked past Dale's sign. Christ died so we might live. And Bror said, "Why does it say that, Dad?" And I wasn't sure quite how to explain what that meant. I wasn't sure that I could answer my son's question. So I did my best, as fathers often do, even ones with degrees in theology. But that question lingers in my brain this morning. Christ died so we might live. Why does it say that, Dad? Jesus, our teacher and friend, who in destroying death, in dying, destroyed death, and in rising, welcomes us into eternal life. For what? So that we might become dealers of death ourselves? So that we might revel in our own ability to rob another person of their breath? So that we might steal the Holy Spirit right out of their lungs? So that we might ruin Father's Day for the rest of someone else's life by marking it forever with grief and horror. So that we might continue to spin and spin and spin in the ever-revolving door of hatred and division. so that we might persist in the perception that everyone else has become completely unreasonable and that conversations do no good anymore? Make us one as you are one. I do not know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know how we solve this cultural divide. I don't know how we teach and preach and try to practice peace in the face of what seems like unending vitriol, violence, and hate. I don't know how God is at work in all of this. I want to know. I want to understand. I want so badly for all of this to stop. I want to feel hopeful again. So in the midst of all of this suffering, in the midst of all of this pain, in the midst of all of this not knowing, that becomes the question, where do we find hope? Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Whew. Ain't that the truth? When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you in all the truth. For He will not speak on His own, but will speak whatever He hears. And He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify Me because He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is Mine. For this reason I said that He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. What is the Father's is also the Son's. And what the Son has is given to the Spirit so that the Spirit might share it with us. What begins in relationship, what comes from relationship, the relationship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is brought into relationship, the relationship between the triune God and God's beloved children. The Holy Spirit will make Christ visible. That's right, in John's gospel, to glorify means to make God visible. The Holy Spirit will make Christ visible because the Holy Spirit will take what is Christ's, that which came from God the Creator, and will share it with God's people. We are, each of us, created in the image of God, the Holy Trinity. We are, each of us, created in the image of perfect relationship. We are, each of us, created to live in relationship with God and with one another. Not because we agree, not because we like the same things, but because we are created to live as one. Make us one as you are one. Say it with me. Make us one as you are one. Let's say it again. Make us one as you are one. This day, this Father's Day, this Holy Trinity Day, this day of honor, this day of celebration, this day of mourning, this day, this difficult day. Let us remember that we are created in love, redeemed by love, sustained with love, by the purest manifestation of love, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And let us go out in love with God and with one another so that the world might know real love through us. Hope may be a slippery thing these days, but love is real, and you can't have hope without it. Amen.